Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Teen figure skater Kamila Valieva had a torrid performance yesterday and missed out on a medal at the Winter Olympics, which came after the circus of her positive test result for a banned substance. But while the 15-year-old was upset, her coach, Ettore Tuparidze, could only focus on the quality of her skating. The coach didn't comfort the teen and instead said, "Why did you let it go? Explain it to me. Why? Why did you stop fighting?" What can be done about the cult of the domineering coach? For more on this, I'm joined by sports psychologist Moritz Strasse Nihiala. You're very welcome to the programme. Fall through to Moritz Strasse. As Gur Mahadas Ochtvalin. Did you see it? I mean, was it domineering? Was it out of, was it inappropriate?
Inappropriate, I think, is a very polite way of describing it. It was horrific. My heart went out to the poor child, and that's what she is. She's a child. She's 15 years old. And I don't know about you. Well, actually, I do know about you, Cormac. When we were 15 years old.
Sounds ominous.
we did not have that kind of skill that we'd be on the world stage showing off what we could do with our physiques and our sporting ability. Like, you know, we were normal teenagers, like
speak
the vast majority
yourself.
Of us are.
Well,
you know, maybe we were late bloomers. Who knows? But I mean, all jokes aside, I mean, that poor girl is still a child, and that coach has a duty of care to her. And I think you didn't even need to have both eyes in your head watching that. You could know by looking at it this was not a nurturing relationship. You would wonder, how would anyone grow in that kind of relationship?
Yeah.
It is just bad, you know. And that child would not skate longer than she will be.
You've worked with elite sports people, Moritz Strasse, and you know that in and here's the devil's advocate bit, right? Because I don't know really if that's appropriate with a 15-year-old child, as you say. But in elite sport, when the margins are so fine, you have to fight for every point, don't you, and every score. I mean, maybe that's what she was getting at. Maybe that was the context that they'd worked in right through and where she flourished.
Yeah, being devil's advocate is one thing, but I think watching that, we all know that is not the relationship that was going on there. However, you are right. Yeah, you do have to fight, and it is not easy. There's a reason why most of us don't reach that 1%, because most of us don't have that physical capability or mental capability to get to that point, and also the support network behind you to push you toward that point. But you see, this is the trouble. There's a massive power imbalance between the coach and the player or the athlete or the skater in this context. And also, that particular coach, when you read into her study, read into her background, you realize she's like very many of these elite coaches, you know, was put out of her own sport at a very early age due to injury or perhaps not by being good enough, and then has managed to make their own career out of it by pushing children and young athletes to getting to that point. But she has a reputation as a one and done trainer, so she takes, you know, children who are young and nurtures them and gets them to that point, but at what cost?
Yeah, well, a Kremlin spokesperson on this story has said that everybody knows the harshness of a coach in high-level sport is key for their athletes to achieve victories, and we're seeing that the athletes are achieving victories. So let's be proud of our winners. Congratulate our medalists. Valieva was fourth, but in high-level sport, the strongest wins. Well, that's not very sympathetic from the Kremlin spokesman, but perhaps we shouldn't be surprised. as you say, some of the coaches, Atiri's methods were pretty shocking, Mary Trasa, weren't they? Because
there
was a previous girl called Zagatova, and she's revealed that she was only allowed drink or have water as a mouthwash.
Yeah, they weren't even allowed to swallow the water, and they were following very restrictive diets. And we have enough data and research now to know that athletes in particular, they do have higher levels of mental disorders and stuff than the general population because of this kind of pressure. And then you have this kind of restrictive eating. And as well, I think there's something like 20% a higher rate of eating disorders amongst athletes. And it's worse in sports that involve body image. So you can imagine the figure skating, gymnastics, even athletics. And it's not just restricted to women. They do suffer more than men, but men also have it. And it's very understandable. And then you're thinking, you know, if you're 17, 18 years old and all of a sudden you're a washed up skater, and then the rest of your life, you've probably sacrificed your education to that point. You probably don't have any friends outside of skating. And who knows what the potential physical and mental damages have been done to your body. For example, girls that age, they haven't even started menstruating sometimes, or their periods do get disrupted, and the long-term impacts that can have for your fertility and also your own long-term physical and mental health. That's just one example. And it's just, it's a power imbalance. And just before I came on, I did a very quick search there. just to see if there's any research to back up my opinions as well, you know. But for example, there was one research piece done in 2018 where over 200 coaches of different sports and different levels around the world were assessed in their methods and the athletes they worked with. And they found there was a positive association between controlling coaches and narcissism and also moral disengagement. And well, I think that's a big part of it. It is ego. And these coaches use these athletes to feed their own ego. It's about my legacy and what have I done rather than the well-being of the athlete. And in this case, the child.
Very interesting. The child indeed. Valieva's case, says a texter, is child abuse, pure and simple, drugged and tortured for public entertainment. There's no excuse for devil's advocacy on this one, which I accept. And I accepted when I was making the point, I was referring to elite sports more likely at a, more particularly at an adult level. And I just wonder if the Olympics itself and other organisations like in this country and in on an international context have a duty of care as well as a coach, because they provide the platform, they provide the tickets, the paid tickets for thousands of people to watch these people and make them provide the context for pressure as well. And I just wonder if they get away from the duty of care discussion scot-free in some way. And I know the Olympics president had some criticism for the coach, but what about themselves? Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. Moritz Chassin-Nichalis, psychologist. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.